AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says he has now paused the U.S. effort to guide commercial vessels out of the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post, he says he wants to allow space for efforts to finalize a settlement with Iran to end the war. Earlier in the day, he told reporters,
"Now they're trying to survive and they won't be successful unless they make a deal."
In his post, Trump added the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports will remain in place. While at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said,
"We prefer this to be a peaceful operation, but are locked and loaded to defend our people, our ships, our aircraft, and this mission without hesitation."
Oil prices eased today, but at $110 per barrel, still well above the $70 pre-war price. The price of gasoline's climbed 31 cents in the past week, AAA putting the national average at $4.48 per gallon. In other news, Texas police say a man shot five people, two fatally, at a shopping mall north of Dallas. Annette Donahue reports the man accused of attacking OpenAI CEO Samuel Altman's home has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder.
Daniel Moreno Gama did not speak in court in San Francisco. His attorney, Diamond Ward, said the 20-year-old is kind and a hard worker.
Who has been publicly advocating for peaceful measures to address the danger of AI on humanity.
But on the night of the incident,
Daniel's actions stemmed from a mental health crisis.
Moreno Gama is accused of hurling the flammable bomb at Altman's home last month and then showing up at OpenAI's headquarters about an hour later, threatening to burn down the building.
Daniel needs care and not to be caged.
The judge granted the defense request for a mental health examination. Officials haven't said whether Altman was home at the time of the attack. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Lisa Dwyer reports pen pals are not a thing of the past.
40 years later, some making the trek to meet in person. Various groups are still promoting the idea of connecting with someone in another country or place in writing.
I think most people would say that it feels much more personal.
Psychology professor at Northeastern University, Lori Kramer, says sending and receiving handwritten letters creates a special bond.
And they're showing a caring for you that just may not come across in an email or a text.
More than 15,000 people signed up for a pen pal program created by a writer for The New Yorker during the COVID-19 pandemic. Digitally, the app slowly has 10 million users. Communications professor at Kingsborough Community College, Gordon Alley Young.
And it's building a connection. It's building relationships.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.